Dear Jock, I don't know how to start this. Hi, my name is Sam. I'm an actor and director. I live in Darwin. I've been trying to write this letter for a couple of weeks now. I keep writing things that sound stupid and then giving up. I don't want to be offensive, and everything I think of saying sounds so naive or patronizing, but I just wanted to say that I read your story and I think it's so terrible. 16th of January 2011. Dear Sam, nice to hear from you. Firstly, you don't have to worry about offending me. I'm not a snob. And also, it's not crazy.
The play is about the story of Jock Palfreyman, who is an Australian guy serving prison, a 20-year prison sentence in Sofia Central Prison in Bulgaria. He was a Sydney boy, and he has been convicted of murdering a Bulgarian national. So I've been writing a play about Jock, and it includes my correspondence with him and interviews about his story. And I went over to visit Jock in Bulgaria last year and interviewed him for this project. When I was about to fly over there, my mum said to me with a very worried look in her eyes, Samantha, please don't come home married to a prisoner, because I do have a tendency to take up a cause, and I stick with it doggedly. But it was never about that for me. It wasn't. There isn't some savior complex or mystique about him. It is what has drawn me to the project is the fact that I feel that he could be any one of our friends. He could be the guy that you meet down at a pub, a guy that's at a friend's barbecue. And I feel like in his situation, for what he's been accused of, that it was a momentary decision that changed the rest of his life. And I find those kind of moral dilemmas really interesting, both personally and theatrically.
Also, I have a pen pal in Darwin. Maybe you know him. Surely everyone knows everyone up there. His name is Stuart Highway. Have you heard of him? Talk to you later, Jock. I think you have to have a lot of strings to your bow to keep yourself employed in this industry, and that's something that living up in Darwin has really taught me to do. So I travel a lot for work, and I come back and work here, and I think that's important to keep myself engaged over a full year. So for example, I've just come back from the Adelaide Fringe, where I performed in the Garden of Unearthly Delights, and I performed a cabaret called The Lovebirds. That was completely different to this Jock Palfreyman story. In The Lovebirds, I spent 3 hours in makeup, covering myself in glitter and sequins. Before that, I was in a play at Belvoir, a comedy called The Business that was set in the 80s, so crimped hair and leopard print dresses. This year's been quite a good year for me. I wrote, directed and acted in a short film called Smokers Are People Too. And that was a Tropfest finalist, and I was a runner-up in my category. And it was all shot on a mobile phone over one day.
Look.
Was that hers? Was she a...
Yes.
Oh! God! Oh, why didn't you say something earlier?
Yeah, sorry.
You really should have led with that.
I know, you were so freaked out.
I know, right? Hilarious.
I just assumed, you know, you could smell it.
Oh, no.
I'm the first Northern Territory entrant to be a finalist in Tropfest, and that's in the 20 years of the competition, so that was very exciting.
You do manage to keep yourself really busy, and you're involved in so many different things, particularly in the youth side of arts. But is there ever a temptation to leave Darwin and to pursue your career in somewhere like Sydney or overseas in the US?
The temptation is constant, because I feel often in Darwin that there isn't a lot of work and that you always have to cultivate it. And a film producer friend of mine who works up in Darwin said, when you're working here, you're always reinventing the wheel. Every new project, you have to start from scratch, because people come and go and audiences come and go. So you're always trying to build new contacts and a new framework every time you start. So it can be very difficult. So yes, the temptation is there. But at the same time, I love Darwin. I love the people here. I've been met with such a great passion and spirit from everybody, and that inspires me to keep going.
You sound full of integrity. Is there is there anything, any one thing that would make you sell out?
Oh, constantly. Of course I'd sell out. No, I think the idea of selling out is quite broad. I think commercials are an incredible job. Whenever I see my friend has got a commercial, I think that's amazing. Now they have $20,000 that they can live on for a year. They don't have to work in a call center for a year, and they can spend that auditioning and going to classes. So I think that everything has a purpose. And I also think entertainment isn't a dirty word. I think it really has its place, and I think people deserve to laugh. And being able to make someone laugh or have a great time, that is an incredible gift that you can give the world.